Chapter 7. The following morning. Après avoir longtemps lutté contre la peur de sortir de sa chambre en pleine nuit et la peur du ridicule dont ses cousins pourraient le couvrir s'il annonçait qu'il avait vu un homme sans tête, Pierre avait fini par s'endormir sans même s'en rendre compte. Le lendemain matin, il fut réveillé par un cri qui venait de derrière la maison.
« Dad, my bike's gone !»
Pierre se leva, s'habilla en hâte et descendit voir ce qui se passait. Toute la famille était rassemblée devant le garage, un bâtiment à part à l'arrière du château. Il se joignit à eux, tandis qu'Alison répondait visiblement à une question posée par son père.
« Of course I shut the garage door. I always do. And anyway, I put my bike away before we went to collect Peter from the airport. So you were the last one to use the garage when you put the car away. »«
Point taken, »
said Bob.
« And I'm certain... I closed the garage door.
What's going on here?
Demanda Stephen à personne en particulier.
Didn't anybody see anything? I'm really beginning to believe there's a ghost here, but I've never heard of a ghost stealing a laptop and a mountain bike.
I think I see something,
said Peter.
Where?
Demanda Bob.
Yesterday,
said Peter.
That's when, not where,
said Janice.
And... If it was yesterday, you have to say you saw something. Not to be confused with the film Saw, which isn't about seeing things, but about sawing people up.
Don't start again with your horror stories,
said Sally.
Now, Peter, what did you see and when?
Yesterday night.
Last night. Or yesterday evening,
corrected Janice.
Evening, if it's not too late. Night, if it's sort of after 11.
Last night,
began Peter again.
I go to bed.
I was going to bed,
corrected Janice.
I was going to bed,
reprit Pierre, qui commençait à se dire qu'il n'arriverait jamais au bout de sa phrase.
And I see, so... In the garden, a man without a head.
Un silence stupéfait suivit ces derniers mots. Alison regarda Pierre avec admiration.
A headless man? Wow, that's awesome!
Can you show me exactly where he was?
Demanda Bob.
Lead the way, we'll follow you.
Et ils partirent tous à la suite de Pierre en direction du jardin potager.
A headless man in our vegetable garden?
S'étonna Janice alors qu'ils arrivaient au jardin potager.
Okay, now nobody is to go into the vegetable garden except me,
said Bob.
If there are footprints here, we don't want to trample all over them, do we?
And if there aren't, either the headless man is a headless ghost, or Peter here is stark raving mad,
said Stephen, avec un clin d'œil en direction de Pierre.
You can wink at him, but it's not very nice calling him mad,
said Alison, prenant la défense de Pierre.
No madman around here,
annonça Bob en relevant la tête de la parcelle de terre qu'il étudiait et où l'on voyait nettement des empreintes de pas qui devaient être celles du fameux homme sans tête.
Not only does our headless man leave footprints, but he also eats. All the zucchinis are gone. Thanks, Peter. That was vital information. Now I'm going to phone the local police station and give them the details. They can come and analyse these prints and we'll have to write a list of what was stolen.
Les jeunes gens se mirent aussitôt à établir la liste des objets volés.
My laptop,
said Stephen.
That I was fully aware of, thank you,
said Bob.
What else?
My cuddly kangaroo,
said Alison.
My photo album from Australia with all the photos of my friends,
said Janice.
Plus those emu feathers that were in the kitchen. They're just souvenirs from Australia. Who on earth could want to steal those?
And there's my baseball cap,
said Stephen.
But I'm not really sure about that one. I might have left it at Simon's the other day.
Well, could you ask him?
Said Sally.
It might help to know.
I already have asked him, but you should see his house. It's such a mess, and the cap could be anywhere.
Okay,
said Bob.
We'll put a question mark on the baseball cap. Is that all?
Apparemment, c'était tout. Et il fallait maintenant ajouter au nombre des objets disparus le vélo d'Allison et les courgettes du potager. Tout le monde retourna à la maison où Sally avait préparé un petit déjeuner de crêpes.
Wow, pancakes,
said Allison.
This is my way out favorite breakfast. Thanks, Peter, for being a special guest so we get special cooking.
As if I never made pancakes for you,
said Sally with a smile. Bob revint du bureau et tout le monde le regarda, attendant de savoir ce que la police avait dit.
Well, Peter,
said Bob, sitting down.
You are a very lucky man. You get to visit the local police station. They want me to take Peter down so they can ask him some questions,
he said to the others.
Come on, Peter. Eat up your pancakes. You're our key witness.
Eh oui, Pierre était désormais le témoin clé dans cette affaire.